From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now it is time for our ultimate guide, and as ever, our travel guide, Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author, joins us in studio. Fionn, where are we off to today?
Shane, we're going here.
Ah, so we are off to Barbados. That song brings back memories. But yeah, we're off to Barbados. Tell us about
just
Barbados.
Back. I just came back. I got back on Wednesday of last week. So Aer Lingus, as I'm sure you know, they have launched their seasonal direct flight from Dublin 3 times a week. And that's really, it started off to service existing passengers on the Manchester route, which closed down. You know, they closed their Manchester base, so they had all these bookings. So they ran it from the end of March, and it's running until the end of May. But now, my understanding, and I haven't spoken to anyone at Aer Lingus, but my read is that the interest has been very, very high. So fingers crossed, we will see this as a more permanent seasonal winter destination from Dublin. And it's the first service route, non-charter route to the Caribbean from Ireland, which I think is extraordinary.
It is.
Yeah. I have always wanted to go to the Caribbean, but I have always thought, truthfully, that it was out of my league in terms of...
Oh, I thought it was out of my league.
Cost. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you know, a week's holiday, I don't have a gazillion thousand euros to throw at it. I know, you look at
Kira.
Me like you don't believe me, Fionn, but it's true. But this is actually... weirdly affordable.
Okay, I'll give you, so as a guide price, so for example, like I stayed at the Wyndham Grand, Sam Lord's Castle Resort, big mouthful, but there's a whole backstory to it. And generally speaking, you can get there like for about, with flights, now this is going through Heathrow out of this particular window, with flights with Aer Lingus, you can get there like a week for two per person. Like, that's not... Now, obviously...
You could spend that somewhere else in Europe is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so if you wanted to book your flights direct right now, well, the fares started at 229...
each way.
Each way. But, I mean, because
that's
the interest has been so high.
To Barbados. I thought it would cost at least...
A grand
to get to the Caribbean.
Well, I mean, it's no further than America, is it?
No, it's 8.5 hours on the single body. The single body, the one aisle. It's actually nice. It's 8.5 hours, but it goes by like that. And then the return is like 7 hours and change because
there's the wind behind you.
But your idea, Kira, this idea of Barbados is it's fueled, pun intended, by all those tales of Concorde, which flew to Barbados from Heathrow from 1977 to 2003 when Concorde stopped. And this was Concorde's most successful leisure route of all.
Barbados.
Yeah, because it was like English people with money and superstars and the royals all jetting out for a bit of winter sun. And so as a result, it has that reputation of being very exclusive. And indeed, now...
And is it when you get there, is it razzmatazz or is it more ordinary?
Do you know what? It's funny. I had the same expectations as you, all razzmatazz. And part of it is, but it's really got two identities. So like the East Coast, which is the Atlantic side, is all kind of rougher and wilder and far less developed than the West side, which is the Caribbean side. And that's all turquoise waters and white sand beaches and all the fancy resorts.
Forgive my ignorance. How big is Barbados, Phil?
Barbados is about, is it 14 miles by 21?
So it's little.
It's a small island. No, hang on a second. I thought this too. And I was like, sure, it's a cinch to get around. Because Barbados is an island, so everything is imported and everything is expensive. Barbados is not a cheap destination. Mm-hmm. I will say that. So, for example, a 25-kilometer taxi ride, $80 US.
Goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, it's pricey.
It is pricey. So, for example, I live in Selbridge, which is what? It is 28 kilometres from the city centre of Dublin. If I'm going home late on a Friday night and I got a taxi, I'm not getting much change at a 70 euro.
Okay.
So they're comparable.
It's that kind of comparable.
It's that kind of price.
So it's Ireland prices.
So what is the... What is the appeal of Bubba? Is it just, is it the sandy beaches?
Yes.
I got to say it is for me. White beaches, turquoise waters, walking around all day.
Is there more to it though, I suppose?
I don't even care if there isn't. I know you're
a deep and cultured individual.
I'm the lowbrow here. Yeah, we're the lowbrows. And I'm happy to be.
So I'll say this. So the south and west coast, so the airport is in the south. So the south and west coast, which are the white beaches and the Caribbean side, that's where most of the resorts are. So, and it's worth pointing out that in Barbados, all resorts are all inclusive. So that's it. Because if you go out for a meal in Barbados, you're paying Dublin prices. And so you don't want to do that because if you and the thing is the quality. So you can get your 3, your 4, your 5, and then you've got your Sandy Lane type prices,
okay,
which is all. So you pick your poison. And then you pick the resort to suit your budget. And then for most of the time, you're going to spend your time in and around that resort, going down to the beach. And one of the loveliest things about Barbados, and I met this artist called Sheena Rose, who was telling me, we went for a nice walk on the beach. And she told me, no beach in Barbados is privately owned. So even Sandy Lane, one of the most exclusive fancy resorts in the world, they don't have a private beach. As she said to me, I said to her, so they belong to everybody. And she went, no. The beaches belong to nobody. And I love the distinction, the idea that
important
they're there. And it doesn't matter. The most beautiful white sandy beach with coconut palms and turquoise waters, they're open to absolutely everyone.
So if you were that way inclined, could you wander onto the beach at Sandy Lane and order your cocktails and just pay the hotel prices or whatever?
I guess you could. But like the way they work usually is they would shuttle you down to the beach. They wouldn't necessarily have a beach club on the beach, but you would have swimming pools and all of that. And then you just go down to the beach. But as I said, because the beaches are open to everybody, they're free. And available to everyone. Look, Barbados has a really interesting history that I only got a mere glimpse of when I was there. Part of it is obviously to do with the sugarcane plantation. So rum is born in Barbados, and Mount Gay is the world's oldest rum distillery, which is a tourist attraction founded in 1703. But then you also have the connection to Ireland, and the connection to Ireland starts in the 1640s when Cromwell sent the Irish as indentured labourers, effectively as indentured slaves, over to the Caribbean to work in these sugarcane plantations. And they were joined by dissenter Scots and Welsh. And so you have this legacy. And then, of course, and then from 1650 onwards, African slaves who were chattel slaves who were brought over. And whereas the Irish indentured labourer theoretically would earn his freedom after 5 years of paying off this so-called debt, realistically, like, well, they left with no money, so they, you know, so they were kind of done for no matter what. So that's that kind of dark legacy of Barbados is there. And one of the interesting things is Barbadians, when they talk about it, they don't talk about it as if it's like a wound that still needs healing. It's very open and part of the general conversation, and I think a much healthier way.
They've kind of moved on from it. They just say it.
Yeah, they
acknowledge
just talk
it.
So,
talk about the weather. Amazing.
Amazing. 29 degrees all year round. I played a lot of golf. I played 3 golf courses. I didn't play Sandy Lane, but I played Barbados Golf Club, which is a municipal course, public course, where like afterwards in the kind of clubhouse area, there was like loads of locals playing dominoes and drinking beers.
Oh,
and
I like
a really
that.
Nice atmosphere. And then I played Apes Hill, which is this incredibly beautiful resort. And then I played I played another course called Royal Westmoreland, and both like they're as good as golf course as any I've played anywhere. You know, anywhere.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. I went touring along the East Coast, which is the Wild Coast.
The Atlantic one. Is that more interesting scenery-wise?
Probably to you it would be in terms of... like, I don't imagine...
But not to Kira.
I want a long, tall, tropical drink and I want a white sandy beach in my shorts and I'm just going to lie there.
I like a bit of everything, I suppose. I'm not adverse. So I mean, I love going for a swim.
I like a bit of water sports, though. I like to go out in boats and I like to snorkel and I like all that stuff.
The Atlantic Coast is great for windsurfing because you've got the trade winds. Mm-hmm. So, and then, like... At the moment they have this sargassum, which is this red seaweed that comes all the way from Africa, and the season for it, so it kind of just it kind of just comes onto the beach. So the Atlantic coast is not for swimming, but it is for viewing. You can go for these wonderful drives, and it's as wild and windswept and interesting, and you can visit old plantation homes.
And the food is there typical Caribbean kind of Creole-y type of food?
Yeah. So like the thing you need to do is like Cuzzas on Pebble Beach is this like Barbadian essential. It's like basically flaky grilled fish in soft salt bread. And just like with a big hit of pepper sauce. So it's got a nice kick. Yeah. And it's really fantastic. And on Pebble Beach, if you get there early enough, you can see the racehorses in the sea. Because there is racing in Barbados.
Oh, yeah, wow, so you get the racehorses.
It's just, honest to God, lads,
Is it a bit paradisey?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can see me doing this.
It's a beautiful spot. As I said, it's not inexpensive. So you pick your resort. And I think picking the resort that suits your budget and your tastes is really important. And the food. So in the Wyndham, there was an Indian restaurant. There was a Japanese izakaya. There was like a high. And then there's the buffet. And the buffet was amazing. So I was perfectly happy for 3 square meals in the hotel. And I would wager that the vast majority of visitors to Barbados would do exactly the same. They would dine in the hotel.
I would be pretty... I don't mind the all-inclusive thing. I think things makes things very simple. Yeah, so but I'm sure I would go outside the resort and eat elsewhere. Are there kind of nice restaurants or...?
There are. Certainly on the West Coast.
Safe and secure?
Very. Absolutely. Yeah. Unbelievably safe. And not once, and nobody said, ooh, I wouldn't go there. No.
And the Barbadian people, warm, friendly?
Very... Very, very friendly, very kind of easygoing. And like I kept saying, I kept using the phrase island time. Everything is island time.
Does that mean it's slow and relaxed?
Just nice and relaxed. Just chill. Okay.
Starting at 229 each way is way more affordable than I ever expected.
Lads, I'll leave you with this one, okay? There's a great verb they use in Barbados. It's called liming. Liming means hanging out. So I'm going to come to your house, Kira, for a lime. And a lime is, I can come for a cup of tea and a chat. You see lads kind of hanging around on the roads, they're liming. It's an all-encompassing
phrase. I'm all about the lime, to be honest.
Let's go liming. Yeah.
Okay. So Kira's going to Barbados anyway.
I think I am.
You'd re-recommend it.
Absolutely. I thought it was brilliant. And with the direct flight, it just, for me, and fingers crossed, it becomes like a permanent fixture on the seasonal calendar. I just think it's a no-brainer.
Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.